Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So an extra £40 billion in taxes, that's the headline figure from yesterday's UK budget, the first under a British Labour government in 14 years. Rachel Reeves, Britain's very first female chancellor, argued that the scale of her tax and spending rises was the only responsible way to manage the disarray in the public finances that they say they inherited from the Tories. But the former Conservative Prime Minister and Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, who will be replaced as Tory leader this Saturday, insisted that Labour was blaming his party for its own mistakes. Here's a flavour of their exchanges.
An economy that is growing, creating wealth and opportunity for all, because that is the only way to improve living standards. And the only way to drive economic growth is to invest, invest, invest.
National insurance, up. Capital gains tax, up. Inheritance tax, up. Energy taxes, up. Business rates, up. First time buyer stamp duty, up. Pensions tax, up. They have fiddled the figures.
Well, for more on this, we're joined by Mark Paul, London correspondent with the Irish Times. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Claire, how are you?
I'm good. I was watching some of the reaction to the budget last night on the news programmes, and it felt like, because of the scale of this, and you're writing today that it's the biggest fiscal expansion in more than 30 years, that people were struggling to get their heads around it. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, I mean, there was literally gasps when Rachel Reeves made so many announcements in the House of Commons yesterday. I was there in the chamber, and when she announced the €40 billion of new taxes figure, which she announced quite early on in her speech, there was and literally gasps going around Parliament. And I think it's the muscular approach that Rachel Reeves has taken to this that I think has caught some people by surprise. I mean, you know, Labour fought the election campaign on the basis that, you know, they wouldn't really, frighten the horses for business, that they wouldn't really, you know, change an enormous amount straight away. They kind of made it sound like they wouldn't change a whole lot and they'd be stable. But what they've really done, and what Rachel Reeves has really done, is she's come in here with an unashamed social democratic budget, big tax rises, big spending increases, and she... In the quote you played there, she said that, you know, it's all about invest, invest, invest to build growth. But I think the problem for Rachel Reeves arising out of all of this budget, or the potential problem, is that independent analysis suggests that actually it's not going to lead to very much growth in the British economy at all. And in fact, it could depress growth in the years ahead. Mm-hmm. And that would be a huge problem if that happens.
Yeah, her interviews that she has done since she delivered the budget have been interesting, because she hasn't tried to sugarcoat this. I mean, she's saying this is not the sort of budget we would want to repeat. It's going to wipe the slate clean, put our public finances on a firm trajectory. Is there a sense that she's being very upfront and honest about what she's trying to achieve?
Yeah, well, look, she said that this budget is a kind of a once in a generation budget, and it's the most highly anticipated budget in Britain in years. Really, it has the left wing of the Labour Party, the left leaning side of that party, which has been very suspicious of Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, and his administration. It has them absolutely cock a hoop. Because she's gone in with essentially an old Labour approach, the sort of approach that mightn't have been, you know, particularly out of whack with a Corbyn government in a sense. And so it's been interesting to watch the reactions from business and the reaction from bond markets. I mean, the reaction for business in Britain hasn't been particularly vituperative. But it, you know, essentially with the scale of some of the tax rises, particularly on businesses, Rachel Reeves has strayed away from the line that they took during the election campaign. So I think what we're seeing here is evidence of a very, very confident Labour government, despite their opening woes, despite all the ups and downs they had, and Sue Gray and all of that stuff, and people leaving the government, and the turmoil in 10 Downing Street. They've approached this budget in a very, very confident fashion. And I think what they're trying to do, from speaking to Labour sources, what they're trying to avoid is something that Tony Blair's first 1997 government said afterwards, that they regretted doing. They regretted not going big enough and hard enough early enough. Mm. And what Labour are doing is trying to front load everything and trying to change the narrative right now.
Yeah, that response from business, though, is an interesting one to watch. I mean, listening to some business owners on BBC Radio 4 this morning, they were saying, we will have no choice but to put prices up. Now, that seems to be at the softer end of it, because others are saying we will have no choice but to lay people off.
Mm, yes, indeed. And in terms of growth, if you look at the independent analysis of the budget, then not just from businesses, but from the Office of Budgetary Responsibility, which is actually the body that is tasked with under law with analysing the budget, they say that it'll actually depress growth from 2026 on. So really what this budget will do is it'll give a quick sugar high to the British economy. That seems to be the consensus from businesses and from analysts. But as you say, businesses then are expressing concerns about the cost of employing people. And you know, if it depresses growth further down the line, and you know, kind of anemic growth has been the problem for the British economy for years and years. And Rachel Reeves is trying to solve this, but at the moment it doesn't look like anybody believes that what she's done yesterday is going to solve it. So she's taking a big gamble, and that's what's really caught people by surprise. It's the scale of the gamble and it's the confidence with which they've taken it.
And Mark, some people are saying that it's the sort of a budget that you'd normally see being announced during a national emergency, but there isn't one at the moment. So are people struggling to see why this is necessary right now when there's no pandemic, there's no acute recession, the UK itself isn't at war?
I think some of what you're seeing playing out here is also the internal pressures within the Labour Party itself. I mean, from what I hear, there was a lot of rancour within the Labour Party last month and the month before when Rachel Reeves was very publicly holding the line that she would take an iron grip on the nation's finances and that she would be disciplined. And there was a lot of pushback from people who would have been spending money on roads and on health and on housing in particular is another issue. And I think what you're seeing is Rachel Reeves, in a sense, acceding to some of that and acknowledging that there are these huge challenges and structural challenges for public services, and hoping that by pumping so much money into health in particular so quickly, that it'll improve the NHS so quickly, that it'll get voters on side. And that maybe would give them a better chance down the line. I mean, they promised a decade of renewal, and they need to win another election to do that. So they need to get voters on side. This is a big, big social democratic budget.
Now, I believe the Tories liked how Rishi Sunak performed yesterday in his response to Rachel Reeves, but he's gone. He'll be stepping down on Saturday and there'll be a new leader. Who's it going to be, Kemi Badenoch or Robert Jenrick?
I think at the moment Kemi Badenoch is seen by many as a slight favourite. She has the backing of a lot of figures from all wings of the party. And there's no moderate or left-leaning or centrist left in the Tory race. She is on the right wing of the party, but she has backers from all sides of the party. Rishi Sunak, I thought, was very relaxed yesterday. I mean, he spent his final PMQs with Keir Starmer. The two of them were effectively blowing kisses at each other across the House of Commons. But he was very, very angry and very, very annoyed, perhaps in a performative way, when he was reacting to Rachel Reeves's budget, because in the tradition of the House of Commons is that it's the leader of the opposition and not the shadow chancellor who reacts. And what Rishi Sunak effectively said, and it came across in the clips he played, is that he said, look, I said this would happen. I said Labour would come in and tax big. What he said was, if you can name it, they will tax it. And I think he felt a little bit of vindication yesterday when the budget was announced, and he probably feels a little bit when he walks out the door of the Tory HQ on Saturday.
Yeah, a bit of I told you so going on from Rishi Sunak. Mark, good to talk to you as always. Mark Paul there, who's London correspondent with the Irish Times. Coming up next on Halloween, we're going to hear about the surprising role of curses in medieval Ireland.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.